Hello and welcome to another episode of Live Love by Design TV. I'm Karen Chaston, your host and executive producer. And today we're going to have an amazing conversation. It may be even a little bit tough at times, but aren't they normally the best conversations? Today I have my beautiful friend, V. Lynn Hawkins, back in the studio with me. Welcome, Lynn.
Hi, Karen. Thank you so much for having me. I'm so excited to be back with you again and to be a part of this conversation. I can't wait.
Thank you. And today, our actual conversation is actually going to be about our relationship with death, how we can thrive after it. And I know that sounds a little bit unusual, but also how we can have great connections with not only ourselves and our beautiful friends and family in this realm, but also with our dearly departed, and how they can help us to find purpose around the fact that they have left this amazing planet, probably a little bit earlier than we all expected. How do you feel, Lynn?
Oh, most definitely. And Karen, you know, it was my son who left us, and he was 33 at the time. He had two young sons. My daughter's single, no children. She and I adopted my oldest grandson and are raising him. And I have to tell you that raising him has been part of the healing process for me.
I can imagine. Now he died suddenly and very unexpectedly. It was through a motorbike accident, was it?
Yes, it was. It was a motorcycle accident, and it was really, really astounding in that he was expecting a visit from his brother, my stepson, and my sister-in-law, his aunt, that same day. And I had to inform them as they were en route to where my son lived in Japan at the time. And it was one of the most difficult few days I have ever experienced.
And yes. And look, I can only slightly imagine, even though I have lost, you know, my son Dan, as everyone knows, and you had your son for an extra 6 years because my Dan passed at 27. So, but you never really know what anyone goes through. Sure, you can have empathy and you can try to walk in their shoes, but no one really can. So I'd like our conversation to be around how we have actually found purpose in our son's passing and how we may be able to assist other people to slowly come out of their grief and their loss and feeling lost and possibly spiraling down to stop that spiral where they actually go, may even become even more depressed and more sort of lost in their whole life. How does that sound?
That sounds amazing because I learned some really, really big things in this process.
Excellent. So let's start sharing. So what's one of the biggest thing, especially in that year of firsts? So for anyone who doesn't understand that terminology, it's things that happen for the first time after a loss. And you know, a loss may be through a loved one. It may even be through a relationship, through a marriage breaking down, or it could be through losing your job. Any year of your loss, so the year of first is what I like to call it. So what did you find in that first year of first that, you know, may assist other people?
Well, I found that knowing about the thing, paying attention to the things that would come up in that first year, the first birthday, his birthday, my birthday, my grandson's birthdays, Father's Day, Mother's Day, all of those things that we made a point to connect.
When families normally gather together.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And even more than that, it was, you know, the first day, the first week, the first month, the first 3 months, yes. You know, and then you had the things that happened within those time frames. But for me, it was the entire road ahead of me was full of opportunities to continue to connect with him. Mm-hmm. And I have to tell you that I learned several years prior to that about the spiritual realm and the fact that we made this agreement with God and ourselves before we even thought about coming here, as to what we would sign up to, basically.
Yes, and I love the fact you brought that up. Thank you. Now, I understand that a lot of our viewers may not have these beliefs or these understandings, and that's okay. But I'd just like you, if you're listening to this or watching this, to actually sit back and park your beliefs and your knowings to the side just for this conversation and be open to the possibility that there is another side. There is life after death. There is a great connection because both of us actually know that our son travels with us each day and they always show us signs. And I love the fact that you've mentioned that we've signed up for this. And when we're in the middle of it, of this horrible, horrific, tragic event, there is no way that you will agree that you had signed up to experience this awful feeling of emptiness.
Oh my gosh, you hit the nail on the head with that because my thought was, I didn't sign up for this. How could I have signed up for this? You've got to be kidding me.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's kind of like asking the question, why did this happen? Why would this happen to me? I'm a good person. I'm generous. I'm this, you know, all of those things. Why? And knowing that that is, first of all, there's no answer to that that we would ever get. And second of all, that that is really not the right question to ask.
Exactly. And what is the right question? Because we've discussed this so many times.
Well, it came down to the question, okay, what am I supposed to get from this? What am I supposed to learn? What am I supposed to understand? What am I supposed to do?
And what am I supposed to heal within
What am I
me?
Supposed to heal? And then what am I supposed to do next?
Yes.
Because I am in this space, I am forever changed.
Yes. What is the total purpose of me signing up to this for my life? How can I make a purpose come from this tragedy?
And it's not something, honestly, that is going to come immediately. Mm-hmm. It is something that unfolds.
Yeah, and it may not be this great thing. It may not be something where I'm going to change the world because of this. It may be as simple as I'm going to be a better mother. I'm going to be a better friend. I'm going to be a better daughter. Any of those things, I'm going to have better relationships. I'm going to be present in everything I do. I'm going to value each and every day. It doesn't have to be an amazing, horrific, let's be Martin Luther King or someone like that, have a cause beyond. But you can do that. I'm not saying you don't have to, but it's something that you just need to know. This has changed me. And I'm going to be for the better. So what's some of the things that you found when you got the answers to that question? And it's a great question.
Honestly, I think I found that I am more of a teacher than I ever considered myself to be. Both my parents were teachers, and I remember growing up saying, I don't want to do that. I'm not doing that. Much like my daughter, my career is in commercial real estate lending. And what is she doing now? She's established a great career in commercial real estate lending. But it just brought me back to looking at the gifts that I do possess. And one of the reasons I was so successful in commercial real estate lending and building high performance teams and motivating them and bringing the self-inspiration out of them was because of the fact that I believe I am gifted as a teacher. And I've started out being my grandson's tutor because English was a second language for him. And, it just brought me more into alignment with who I am, who I want to be. Because remember I said I didn't want to be a teacher.
Yep.
Looking at being able to teach differently than my parents did, that was their purpose. I needed to find my own. And coming into that, I've really honed in on what my zone of genius is and what, you know, more into that space of purpose. Why am I here? Why am I still here?
Yes.
Was the question that brought answers, that brought alignment, that brought a forward perspective on what I could do to help in the world. You know, what can I do to help women in business? What can I do to help business owners in the space of funding and visibility and, you know, a lot of the other things that I do? And it was because of this and because of conversations that I've had with my son over the past few years that have helped there as well. One of the things I realized was that he was there and he was right there talking with me, showing me that he was there, helping, you know, again, we've got so many angels and benevolent beings that are out there that are supporting us, even when we don't even fathom that happening. And when we learn how to communicate with them and talk to them and say, you know, today is not the best day. I need help. Angels, help me.
Yes.
And knowing that they're there to support you and help you, our loved ones who've gone before us are part of that angelic realm.
I totally agree. And they show you signs every day. Like I know that when I have a dragonfly around me, it's my son Dan. When I get feathers, which I get a lot when I walk in nature, I know it's my dad. And I'm pretty sure you have a different sign from your son as well, where you know that he's showing up and walking with you even more so.
I do. It's in butterflies, and then when the butterfly season's over, it's in birds.
Yes.
And the beautiful birds and different colors. And what really kind of brings that to my attention is they fly right in front of me, like, don't miss it.
Exactly. Exactly. The amount of times I've had a dragonfly like go, woo, and I'm like, okay, I see you. Sorry. I didn't initially. How are you? And I start talking. And I'll say it out loud a lot of the times. And I'm walking with my dog Sirius. And I'm pretty sure that most of the time people are looking at me going, okay. And I don't care. It's like walking and being in nature and around is a great way to connect to your loved ones. So if you're feeling, and a lot of people stay home, they think, oh, I just can't leave the house. But getting out in nature really does connect you to the other realm. Don't you feel?
I agree. So there's two actual states of being in this space. And one of them is contracted. And that is the staying home. I'm going to stay in my cocoon. I'm going to stay, which makes me think I'm safe. I'm just going to be here and, you know, I'm not going to bother anybody. I'm not going to talk to anyone. Although it is one of the worst things because everything is contracted and you're holding it in. And, it's like the pond of water when it's contracted and stagnant, it has bad odors and it doesn't flow. Whereas getting out in nature and walking allows the heart to expand. It allows the body to expand. It allows your aura to expand.
And even if you stretch as well, just expanding your chest and opening up and that in itself, it makes you feel, it helps you to release some of those stagnant energies that are stuck. And let's face it, you know, emotions are energy in motion. And when they get stuck, that's when we feel down, diseased, and we just don't see the purpose in living.
And that's really the problem that many of us who are grieving get stuck in because we can't see the beyond. But you have to be in a place where seeing, if it requires physical seeing, you have to be out there to see that. When you're in the house, you're closed in this, in the four walls, you've really created that box.
Yes.
That you feel trapped in.
Yes.
And our loved ones are outside of that. Mm. And they want you to come out and play and be with them and live. They left, and there is a message in it. They left and are leaving messages as to what it is that they're encouraging you to do.
I totally agree. I love it because not only are they with you, they don't want you to be sad. And a lot of people seem to think grieving means suffering and sadness. Whereas you can honor and celebrate your dearly departed by living and loving and laughing and being joyous. That's as much a celebration, as much a way of honoring them as grieving the sad way. Does that make sense?
It makes perfect sense. And you're so right. And that's why nowadays a lot of people are doing the celebration of life versus calling it a funeral.
Yes.
And that is part of what's bringing in. And it's about the light.
Yes.
You know, bringing in the light to even things that are horrible, horrific things, bringing in the light allows the flow for healing.
Yes. I've never noticed it before until you said that. Funeral, the first three letters are fun.
Oh my gosh.
It just popped out at me because we were having that conversation.
Have you ever seen New Orleans style funerals?
No, please describe that for our viewers because I'm sure they would be fun. Like if it's anything like your churches and, you know, where you're all up singing and dancing, it's like, I want to go to one of them.
Imagine that walking down the street and playing music and singing, and a lot of people have white scarves that they're flying in the air and they're just, you know, thinking about this person and
singing,
celebrating. And, you know, I didn't think
that's what it should be like.
Yes.
Oh my God. And oh yes. And why not? Oh, that sounds so amazing. And I agree that it's a celebration. They have lived. They're still with you. The only way they're not with you is physically. They're still, and I'm sure Dan has plants all these little ideas in my head. The things that I did in that first year, there is no way I would ever have thought of it myself. I'll very quickly tell this story. It's Dan passed in July of 2011. In December of 2010, he went and bought this $10 fishing boat, just a little rowboat, right? We were living on a lake, or just near a lake. We were overlooking the lake, and he bought this $10 boat. And we all went, Dan, it's not even going to, like, float. And he bought it and he got it and he did get it. He did work it and he did take it out once. Then after he passed, it was sitting just near where I parked my cars. And I thought, what the hell am I going to do with this boat? It's $10. And the funny thing about it was his twin brother Josh was with him. Josh lent him the $10 and he never paid him back. So he goes, not only did he have it, I never got my $10 back. But I then got this idea. And I had an artist friend that I worked with when I worked at a Dreamworld, which is a theme park in Australia. And he painted the bottom of the boat with a picture of my three boys when I think the twins were about 7 and their older brother Ben was about 10. And they're dancing on the sand. And I have a picture of it, which I'll post into this video. And it's just amazing. And there's no way I would have ever thought of that. And at his reunion, his first reunion, he's of the memorial, we actually had the boat there.
Oh my goodness.
And that's what I'm saying. They plant these little ideas into your heads. No one thinks of doing them. And I just thought, I'm doing it. Everything, all these ideas, I just went with them. Life-size photos of Dan at his one-year memorial so people could take photos with him. That wouldn't have come to me logically. You know what I mean? And it was just so beautiful that I went, yep, we'll do that, we'll do that, we'll do that. And that's what I really want people who are grieving to understand is start to listen to these silly ideas that you think are silly, but they don't. Start to listen to them and act on them and actually feel into it and actually go, do you know what? They would have thought that was fun. They would have thought, why not do that? You know, the other day I had a shot in my arm because Dan's twin, is expecting their first child at the end of April. So I had to go and have a whooping cough shot. Otherwise I wasn't allowed to hold the baby. So I thought, well, I better go and have a whooping cough shot. And I was talking to my friend after it and she said, oh, Dan's here with me because she's a medium. And she actually said, he's here with me. And he said, Mum, you're lucky I'm not there with you because, oh, you know, I'd punch you in the arm where you've just had the shot. And he would have. And that's what I'm saying. It's like just fun little things like that. And I'm sure you've got just as many stories to share about your beautiful boy.
Yes, I do. And what's really beautiful about it is there's stories that I share with my grandson. And there's so many instances where my grandson will say something or do something. I'm like, that's your dad. That's something your dad would have said or done or, you know, it keeps him alive.
Yes.
It keeps him present. And for this kid to have lost his dad at age 10, he's 16 now, and he's really trying to figure out, you know, how much like my dad am I?
Yes.
And being able to be there for him to tell him some of the stories of his dad growing up and things like that, that he probably would still never have heard.
No. Let's face it, we don't tell the kids half our stories.
Absolutely. It's been a real joy. It has been the healing for me that has helped me through this process of re-identifying myself, because I really did get into that space of who am I?
Yes.
I'm, you know, the mom of someone who's passed away. What does that mean? Where do I go from here? I fell into the trap. I walked for a year in the fog of who am I? What am I doing? The only thing I knew I was doing was being a grandmother.
Yes.
My grandson and being this, part of the family nucleus that helped to keep our family together. We were so new. Each one of us was in something different. Until the three of us came together again. And so for me, it was just, you know, let me focus on that and get that. And then as I do, I know that I'm going to get through this, but, it was really a fog. And, there were times when I really felt like I was not taking care of myself. I didn't want to go work out. I didn't want to go walk. I didn't want to do anything.
Yes. And that's so important, which is what the Live Love by Design's all about. It's you asking those questions, who am I? Who do I want to be? And what steps do I need to take? Not only overall, but into all of the pillars, all about you, all about your relationships, all about your expertise and all about your wealth creation. Because let's face it, you may change careers. I did. I used to be a CFO. When Dan passed. But now I'm all about helping and understanding people that loss in any form is all a part of life. We acquire the loss so that we can reevaluate. we can actually learn to appreciate what we have, to have gratitude for what we have. And more importantly, for us to say, this is what I do not want. This is what I actually have always dreamt about. And time's running out. Yes. Time is running out. Be present and actually come to that. Oh, Lynn, I've so enjoyed this conversation. Is there any other tips that you'd love to share with our viewers before we leave? Because as always, well, our time just goes so quickly.
Well, I would just like to say that I love your program. Thank and you. That those are the four steps. It's yes. all about me. It's identifying who you want to be and then being able to say, okay, I'm moving in that direction. And then it's all about your relationships. What is important to you
yes.
and work those relationships. And then it's all about my expertise. And I actually did follow this path. Identifying, you know, I am a teacher. What am I teaching? How am I teaching it? Who is my ideal client? All of that came into play. And then as that started to really merge into what it was in alignment for, the wealth creation came in. It yes. was like the next natural space.
It is. And the wealth creation is as much about giving back as it is about helping yourself. And let's face it. So many people have hang-ups about wealth. We require wealth so that we can give. If we're starving, there is no way that we can give. So it's about us coming together so we can give back, which then leads on to the project that we're actually working together, which is the Live Love Give Back to Teens project, where we actually assist young teenagers who have unexpectedly found themselves pregnant, no matter what option they chose, for us to help them to actually get the Live Love by Design program so that they can create their life. So that no matter what happens to you, it doesn't have to stop you from actually achieving all of your dreams, which is what I love working with you about. So thank you for that. And we'll put links to all of those things below this video, because it's important for people to understand that when you're in your grief, the way you can easily come out of it is to look after yourself and then look after your connections and understand that together we make a difference. Together we heal each other. Together we lift each other. And more importantly, together is where we find all our joy and happiness. We're not designed to be isolated on a desert island by ourselves.
Absolutely. I say that all the time. I wholeheartedly believe it. And you said it so beautifully. Thank you, Karen.
Thank you. I've just so enjoyed this conversation. I'm sure you'll be back again down the track as another guest on Live Love by Design TV. But thank you, Lynn, and thank you, viewers, for being here.
Thank you.
And that is another amazing conversation on Live Love by Design TV. I'm very grateful to Lynn for actually sharing her story and for coming on and actually assisting others who are grieving to move beyond the anger, the frustration, the emptiness of missing their loved one or their relationship, or whatever it is that they have lost. It's really great for you to take the time and to stop. And I guess Deepak Chopra actually explains the stop in just the most amazing way. So S is for stop. T is for you to take a conscious, loving breath. You know the one where you breathe deep into your belly so that you actually start to initiate your wisdom, your intuition, so you can really easily get the answers. And then O is to observe. Observe who you are. Observe how your body is. Observe everything about yourself and then observe outside of yourself. See how people are. See what difference you can actually make in the world. And then the P is for you to proceed in a knowing and loving manner. Take the time to stop and figure out what the purpose to this loss is all about, how you can actually create your live, love, dream life. And more importantly, give back in some way. And remember, if it is your dearly departed who you are grieving for, that is your great loss at this time, know that they are traveling with you. Look for the signs. Believe me, you'll be amazed. And post below this video any signs that you do see. They are with you. They are talking to you. They are planting ideas in your head. So embrace it. And as I said, thank you for being here. I look forward to seeing you on another Live Love by Design TV show real soon. Bye.